Lincoln.
What did we just watch?
We just watched NXT TakeOver.
Yeah.
Respect.
Respect. What was the reason for the respect, anyway?
Is there
a reason for calling it that?
I think Bayley and Sasha.
Oh,
okay. They wanted respect. Oh, cool. And the women's division in general wanted respect, which I think they got with the match and main event and the Iron Man match.
Iron Woman.
Iron Woman just sounds dumb.
Iron Woman does kind of sound dumb.
It just sounds dumb. Whatever.
So, the TakeOver overall, I did think this was a good TakeOver.
It was a good TakeOver. Not the best TakeOver.
Not as good as Brooklyn.
No, Brooklyn was amazing.
Well, Brooklyn pulled out all the stops.
Yeah, but this one was very good still. Mm-hmm. They were all solid matches.
So, yeah, the first match that came out is Finn Balor and Samoa Joe against Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder.
Dash and Dawson. In the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic.
Can you say that one more time? I want to hear that accent one more time.
The Dusty Rhodes.
No, you did. Oh my God. You're not even going to do it again.
Nope. I can't do a Dusty Rhodes. You can't put me on the spot, dude. You just got to slur. It's like Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes.
American Dream.
The first match, it wasn't a bad match or anything.
No, I mean, Finn Balor hurt his leg. Hurt his little knee.
Hurt his little knee and stuff.
Hurt his little knee against Dash and Dawson. I'm not saying they're bad, but how did they make it this far?
Yeah.
I mean, these dudes beat the Vaudevillians.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just really didn't know them. I hadn't seen much of them.
Yeah, it was kind of bizarre because it was the last NXT episode where they did defeat the Vaudevillians. And,
I mean, they were good. They were competent in this match. They held their own against the champion and Samoa Joe, who's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a good match.
The second one I liked a lot more. The second one was Baron Corbin and Rhino, and it was against Jason Jordan and Chad Gable.
Ready, Willing, and Gable. I'm not a fan of Baron Corbin, but I'll be damned if he's not been putting on really good matches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's kind of a bland person, but he's improving a lot in the ring.
He looks like...
Rhino still looks good for his age. He's been going for years.
Rhino looks like a guy that would try to fight you shirtless inside of a cheeseburger in paradise.
He probably has. He probably has fought someone. I don't know, shirtless. He won't even wrestle without a shirt.
Oh, true. He would wear like the skin tight wife beater underneath the opened
shirt. The sleeveless denim jacket Triple H used to wear.
Yeah.
And then you got Baron Corbin that looks like a guy that's selling weed behind like the local Denny's. Yeah.
This match really surprised me because I thought that Gable and Jordan put on a hell of a show.
They were great. So they remind me a lot of, you probably don't remember them, the world's greatest tag team, Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin. They're not quite at that level, but they remind me of that. They're just very sound technical wrestlers that will beat you with wrestling. They didn't. They didn't beat you.
Personality-wise, not the greatest. They don't have the...
Yeah.
But, I mean, this really, I would say this is probably the first time I've really paid attention to them too much. I mean, I just started getting really into NXT recently.
Oh, you need to catch up.
I know.
NXT
I'm working on
is
it.
So good.
Because I never watched it frequently. I watched it pretty infrequently. And it was mainly because I just wanted to watch the women's wrestling and Finn Balor and Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Those are really
you need
like
to go back
cool
and catch Sami Zayn, Neville when he was in there, the Shield guys, Bo Dallas. I mean, look at him now. He was great in NXT.
Before he just became a jobber.
Yeah, well, a lot of the guys do. The first two matches, though, who you think would win. Balor and Samoa Joe moved on. Corbin and Rhino moved on.
No surprises there.
Not really at all.
The second match,
Second match.
The third match.
The debut.
I was so excited because I fucking love, well, she's now Asuka.
Now Asuka.
Yep. I fucking love her. I loved watching her when she was doing the Japanese circuits, and she still got it. And it meshes well with what they're doing now.
Yeah, her style really transferred over to Western wrestling, where I think Itami still struggles. I know he's been injured for like 5 years.
I was gonna say he's been out for a while.
Yeah, I think he has a little bit of work. He's still great, but this match was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that the crowd knew who she was. and were excited, and I loved her character. She was kind of evil in this.
Yeah, I loved her entrance as well.
Yeah,
and she's overall
out some ridiculous arm bars.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. All of her submission stuff was really cool, and I was surprised that Dana Brooke was very competent in this match.
She's very athletic. Yeah. I loved that Asuka mocked her.
Yeah,
I thought that was really cool. She did some heel things. I mean, it's only her first match. We don't know if she's going to go the heel or face route.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know yet. Everybody's a face when they debut. Even Kevin Owens was a face when he debuted.
True.
So, like, wrecked Sami Zayn and broke him for life. Sami, come back.
He'll be back. Don't worry.
I don't care if you're hurt. Just come back.
He's in the underground with some ska bands.
He's so awesome. I love Sami Zayn. I want him to come back.
Asuka's awesome, though. I'm so happy.
Very awesome. I love the stare down with Emma after the match.
Yeah, that was good.
Emma with her little half gloves. I still can't take her seriously, though, because she danced like an idiot with Santino for months.
Mm.
I can't take you as the threatening, I'm the threatening female wrestler now. You're the jackass that danced with Santino.
Asuka being in NXT makes me hope that two things. One, I hope more Japanese wrestlers are going to be included, because I really, really like Japanese wrestling. Big fan of, like, New Japan Pro Wrestling. And I also hope that overall just more women's wrestlers are going to be taken in.
Yes, and we keep saying that term, which I love. The NXT crowd did not chant for divas. They did not chant divas wrestlers. They chanted women wrestling. Mm-hmm. Women's wrestling.
Women's wrestling, yeah.
I love that. I get rid of the divas moniker. I hate it. I think it's stupid.
Divas just has like a negative connotation to it.
It does.
It's really the biggest thing.
But it fits on the main roster because they're all crazy and jealous and crazy. I mean, they're all about the drama, not the wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something I worry about with Becky and Charlotte and Sasha. Any of the ones when they come up to the main roster. I'm afraid that there's not many people that can put those matches on that they're Charlotte's capable of. Or Becky's
capable. That's what I was
going
to say. I think Charlotte really doesn't have anything to worry about in terms of being able to put on competent matches and being able to showcase her abilities. Yes, her opponent.
It showed when she fought Nikki Bella. Charlotte wrestled the type of match that she has never wrestled in her... she just screamed about, my leg!
My leg!
My leg! Boy, my leg! Oh, God, shut up. But they're great. I want to see more from them.
I hope Becky Lynch gets some more time. They did, if you remember correctly, when they did the tag match, they had Becky Lynch start. She was in there
Becky kind of dominated that, yeah. So I want to see more from her. I love Becky Lynch.
I would like for Becky and Paige to feud.
Yeah,
I think that would be a very good one because it would start to showcase them. Because
Paige can do a lot more than they're letting her do as well.
Yeah. And then in NXT, with them gone, there is this void that needs to start to be filled.
It's a huge void they got to start filling in.
So I think Asuka is a great placement in that void.
Yes.
I definitely think that she is going to rise to be, I would say, probably the most popular in NXT.
Yeah, yeah. Easily. And it's going to be hard to rival Bayley.
True, yeah.
Bayley's pretty over with the crowd and her family.
I feel like Bayley and like Asuka are like right there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm super... I just fucking love Asuka. It's so great.
So we'll see.
And then next match was Apollo Crews.
Apollo Creed.
I was hoping that they were going to botch it.
I'm surprised. They will eventually if they haven't already. Apollo Crews and Tyler Breeze. Mm-hmm. You're like lover.
Ugh. I loved Breeze so much.
Because you know what? I'm going to go off script here a little
bit. Oh, fuck. Of course you are. I know exactly.
Lincoln purchased and has used several times a selfie stick. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute. Don't you even open your mouth.
All right.
Just sink it in.
Okay, all right.
Bought a selfie stick. Not ironically, he's like, I will use this. I will enjoy this. I'm a douchebag. I'm going to buy a selfie stick.
I will say, a little bit of it is because of Tyler Breeze. Like a little bit of it.
Now, you haven't put the floofy boa stuff around it.
It just depends. Because I don't have that much clothing that has, like...
You can buy a selfie stick. You can buy a boa.
But the set...
Lincoln.
What?
It's not cool. We probably just lost listeners because of that.
I don't know. I'm not trying to argue to say that it's cool.
It's not.
Do I... Deep down inside, I understand the shame that's associated with owning a selfie stick.
Well,
like, I have it.
Yeah, but you're
and
using
I understand
it
that
liberally.
I'm using it. Well, yeah, because I bought it so I could take bomb-ass selfies. Why else would I buy a selfie stick?
Because you're a complete asshole.
No, God. Because when I'm taking fresh, #fresh selfies outside in the pumpkin patches, I need people to understand the scope of where I am and just see
behind me. No one cares.
They do, because you know what people are going to
see? They're going
to
see a picture and go, that's a good... Did you take that with a fucking selfie stick?
Which has been your response, like,
every
single
time. My response
to
every selfie, yes. And I'm right every time.
It's selfie... It in my defense, this is not a full-size selfie stick. This is the pocket one.
So you got, like, a... Not even a good selfie stick.
No, because the good selfie sticks look like fucking tripods. I don't want to carry that around. No, because what if...
You got right, some knockoff selfie
no,
sticks.
No, just fucking... All right, picture this shit. So I'm in a park, you know? And then I'm like, oh, look at that deer behind me. And then I pull out my selfie stick. Wow, I'm talking and I'm realizing how terrible this sounds already.
Oh, horrible.
I'm slowly turning into a Chinese tourist.
Oh, yeah, you are. It's horrible. So, what are we talking about?
Oh, Tyler Breeze, Apollo Crews.
Tyler Breeze, Apollo Crews. Decent match. Tyler Breeze mm-hmm. really dominated the majority of it.
Yeah.
Which was good to see, because Apollo Crews has been just running rampant over everyone.
So good.
So good.
I like Apollo a lot.
This match is one we knew Apollo Crews was going to win. But NXT still does a really good job of moments where you're like, oh, like you thought Tyler Breeze was going to win.
Yeah. Breeze just has a pretty shitty history. I was looking up his record in terms of, like, takeover wins, and it is not really good.
I really think they need to push him. I think he would be a good champion or good in that run. I'd love to see him and Finn Balor go at it. Tyler Breeze is a very talented dude. I do like him. I love his gimmick. He owns it.
With the best entrance.
One of the best entrances.
Oh, it's so great. Yeah. Oh, it's so great. I should just show up everywhere with my selfie stick and do the Tyler Breeze
The best entrance he had was at the Brooklyn Takeover.
Yeah.
When he had the runway models. Oh, that was gorgeous. I loved it. So, Apollo Crews wins with his standing moonsault, which is really impressive. The height he gets for his size. Pretty impressive. Or no, he didn't win with that. I'm sorry.
No, he did not win with
that. He pulled out like a weird power bomb thing I haven't seen him do. So
I was going to say, was it a suplex that they were doing when he was holding Tyler Breeze in the air, like stationary for like...
Yeah, standing suplex, and he just held him up there.
That was really cool, but that lasted like 30 seconds.
They do.
I was so confused.
It's just impressive. It's show power, and Tyler Breeze, he was posting high for it. He was really selling it, which NXT, the people do. They put each other over so great. I can't talk enough about how great NXT is.
NXT.
There's so many matches in this. I would say if this were on SummerSlam, I know that this screw job would happen, or I know this would. And it's sad, but I feel pretty confident saying I'm right. We'll get into that more in the main event.
You're just a jaded old wrestler.
You've been watching it.
I know. I understand.
People have been listening. They know the main roster kind of sucks. They have talented people, but their writing is garbage.
Oh, this is a side note, but did you hear about the Cesaro is in deep shit with WWE right now?
Again?
Yeah.
What did he say this time?
I don't know. I don't think it's actually been said.
I love Cesaro, but he needs to learn to keep his damn mouth shut. He'll get a push, and then he'll go on a radio and say, nobody wants to see Orton versus Cena, that's boring. Back to the bottom again, he goes. Multiple times this dude has done this.
If I remember correctly, it has something to do with something he did / said backstage.
Shocker. This is not...
Not a radio show, per se,
this
but...
This is not the first... Just shut your damn mouth, Cesaro. Just stop it. You can think it all you want, but don't say it.
And it really sucks because
we should get him on the podcast. He'll be fired within 30 minutes of it.
I'm just going to talk shit. I'm just going to pull a Punk and just talk shit.
That's who. That's our dream. If anyone knows CM Punk, tell him we want him on our podcast.
Yeah, we need him.
We'll buy him pizza.
Yeah.
And all we'll talk about is movies. We won't even mention wrestling if he doesn't listen.
And I was going to give him some records. So
yeah,
if you know him, give him an email.
And AJ.
And AJ.
Anybody. We don't care.
Yeah,
anyone.
Just let it happen.
Yeah.
So then the next match was Finn Balor and Samoa Joe against Corbin and Rhino.
Yep, in the Dusty Rhodes finals.
Dusty Rhodes. And this was a fun match.
It was a really good match. Lincoln and I kind of disagree. I don't see the point. It didn't really play into the match of Finn Balor's leg injury.
Well, I think it did play into the match.
I don't think it did at all.
I think it did on the aspect of me being a mark for Finn Balor and being like, oh what's going to happen to his leg? Oh, they're hitting it.
Really,
I hope he doesn't get hit.
But really, they only attacked his leg for like a minute. Samoa Joe's the one that got beat down the most.
Yeah, well, that was interesting because I kind of thought that they were just going to beat the shit out of Samoa Joe for a while, and then Finn Balor was going to come in and they were going to beat the shit out of him for a long time.
And they really didn't. They focused on like for a very short time, and he got the tag pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
and then did the coup de grace off the top. I feel more the leg injury was there to make it seem like Dash and Dawson could hold their own against the freaking world champion. And they don't want to mention it, but multiple time TNA world champion Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Those are words they'll never mention here. Just like Sting, they'll talk about how he didn't do anything since WCW. I'm like, no, he did quite a lot for several years in TNA, and then Seth Rollins killed him.
It was very good. Despite the leg injury and everything like that.
It was really good. We were pretty certain that Finn Balor and Samoa Joe would win. But with NXT, you never know. Their matches are very back and forth and high-paced.
Yeah, because it started out with Samoa Joe just getting
wrecked. 10 minutes in, we could see either team going over here. So I found it hard that they would. NXT does something that the main roster doesn't do. They value their titles. So I couldn't see them having their world champion lose.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, the Vaudevillains lost, but...
Yeah.
Now, even at the beginning, before the show opened, they had something that I loved. And they went through the history of the titles and the prestige of the World Heavyweight Championship. This was to set up the Women's Championship in NXT. So they're showing the titles mean something. They mean something to the people. They mean something to the fans. Whereas, the main roster, when was the last time Seth Rollins won a match?
It's been a while.
It's been quite a while. He's been losing a lot.
Well, I didn't watch Raw this week, so I don't know if he won or not.
I don't know. So the titles don't really mean anything. He's not the best in the company. He's the coward that wins by the skin of his teeth, So
yeah, I have noticed that about NXT with watching it, is that the titles do have...
They hold weight. They hold value.
Weight and value. So when, Finn Balor gets it, it's a big deal, and the thought of him losing it is kind of a big deal.
Finn Balor didn't want the title because he just wanted to be mean to Kevin Owens. He wanted the title because that's his goal in his career. I want to be the champion. It means that much. I want to be in the history books. Mm-hmm. The titles mean something. Sami Zayn was, when he won, he broke down. They had a big celebration. Bayley, she broke down. Yeah. They had a big celebration. Speaking of celebrations, we'll get to that here shortly.
Mm-hmm.
So, Finn Balor and Samoa Joe win the match. They win the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Invitational Classic. I don't remember what they call it. Tag Team Classic. They won that. A really cool thing was Cody and Dustin came out of character. Cody was not Stardust. Wasn't Gold Dust. Cody was Cody. It was awesome. He said a nice speech about his dad, which was really cool. He showed him on the Titantron. People were cheering, loved him. Presented him with the trophy. Again, I got jaded. I was like, I'm waiting for Samoa Joe to hit Balor with the trophy. Because if you were on Raw, that's what would have happened. They would have disrespected the whole thing and busted him with the trophy. They didn't. They graciously accepted this trophy. It was a nice, touching thing that even this trophy meant a lot. Mm-hmm. It held a lot of value. That when your world champion is willing to go into a tag team tournament because it means that much. It was really cool. I liked it.
I think that the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Challenge is something that should be implemented from now on.
Yeah.
I thought it was really, really cool, and I think that I would really enjoy seeing that in some way, shape, or form continue.
Yeah. A good example of the difference between the two rosters is this tag team one. Everyone wanted to be in it. Everyone wanted to win this trophy. On the flip side, at WrestleMania, for the main roster, you have the Andre the Giant Battle Royal Invitational. It was a pre-show match, and it's just all your scrubs that you don't have matches for you put into it. They gave it to the Big Show, for crying out loud.
Oh, that's right.
Big Show. So it holds no weight. Big Show won it. Did they mention it on Raw? No. Cesaro won it the year before. It doesn't mean anything. It's just, we have nothing else to do. We're going to put you in a battle royal that's not even on the actual show. I don't get it. If this Dusty Rhodes thing was on WWE, like Raw and stuff, it would have been pre-show. We wouldn't have even seen it. Sadly.
And then somebody...
Can you imagine if they did it on the main roster? Can you see Seth Rollins going into a tag team tournament?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Can you see Cena jumping into...
I was going to say that somebody like Bo Dallas would be the one to probably win that, because they would have...
they would just use their tag team.
Yeah,
Los Matadores would end up winning it.
Yeah.
So you're not going to have Kevin Owens
going for
and
it
Seth Rollins, which I would compare those two to Balor. You wouldn't have those two team up.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to do it. They don't care. Kevin Owens doesn't care. He just wants the belt. He doesn't care about a stupid tournament.
Yeah.
He doesn't even care about winning unless the belt's on the line. I love Kevin Owens. I love him. I just want to hug him, and he'd probably punch me in the face for it. And I would hug him even more for it.
Oh, also, before we move on to the next match, I wanted to talk about...
Nia Jax?
We could talk about Nia Jax if we want to talk about Nia Jax.
I know I'm wrong, but it sounds just like China.
I was going to say great, but I don't want to say
that'd be horrible. That'd be absolutely horrible.
I'm just imagining just fucking China coming back as a completely different persona and just how bizarre that is.
Oh, that'd be horrible. For NXT to build somebody up, Nia Jax is probably going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for it. I really am. I want to see what she has and if it really is China.
Yeah.
It does sound like China and the little snippets where they'll show like her eye or something. I don't want to insult the woman, so I'm not going to say it looks like China, but it kind of looks like China.
No, you can say that it looks like Xena, Warrior Princess.
It does kind of look like Xena, Lucy Lawless.
Yeah. Like Xena and China kind of look the same.
What if it's No.
They kind of do.
No.
If you were in a busy Starbucks and they
I would
by,
know the difference between...
There's no way you would. No body, just face.
I absolutely know
in
the difference.
That's
because one looks like a human and one looks like China. One looks like she's been able to feed herself and clothe herself and live in a building. The other one's China. China has been through hell and back. I this credit for her for still being alive and not in jail. But I know I'm not going to confuse the two. I'm not. You might.
We'll put this to the test sometime. Okay. I will write to both of them.
All right. We'll go to whatever Burger King China's working at, and I'll see if I think it's Lucy Lawless. I act like Lucy Lawless is like a huge movie star still. I don't know what she's doing.
Okay. No, that's not what I'm talking
okay.
about.
Okay. What were you going to say?
I was going to talk about...
Byron Saxon sucks.
No, Finn Balor's heel turn that's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I think it's inevitable that it's going to be happening soon. Because an interesting thing that happened the last NXT was that the tag team match with Joe and Balor, I guess, was edited to shit. Like, I was reading on Reddit that there was somebody that was there, and they were talking about how much that it was edited, and how that Balor and Joe were just beating the fuck out of, like, Enzo for, like, 20 minutes.
Poor Enzo. I love Enzo.
They used him as a... for Balor to just go fucking crazy.
Samoa Joe is an awesome... He is this awesome heel. I want to see him as a heel. But I also want to see him fight Kevin Owens. Mm-hmm. Like, in a real fight. Like, I don't want to see them go again. Their styles are very similar. They're very fast-paced. You wouldn't expect their styles out of their size.
No. Yeah.
Samoa Joe's not the most
handsome. I kind of always... when I first saw Samoa Joe, I kind of figured that he was going to move a lot like Rhino. Or kind of like... I guess like Ryback. Just kind of lumbering.
Yeah, he does not at all.
But no, with Balor doing a heel turn, I think it's going to be interesting. I just want to know who they're going to feud him with, I would say.
It seems like it's going to be Samoa Joe.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, too. I don't know if... I mean, if they change Balor heel, do you think they're going to change like his demon gimmick at all?
If they won't, because that's bad marketing.
Well, I know they won't do that. I just...
Oh, change the look of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll look more evil.
Okay. Because another reason why I think that the heel turn is imminent is because recently he's been coming out in just, like, the fucking leather jacket and being
kind of cocky.
Yeah, this
is the first takeover I've seen where he didn't come out in the full demon. Which makes sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a tag team thing.
Also, if you think from a perspective of it wearing off and stuff, I feel like that it would probably...
Well, that's why
suck.
I thought he would do it for the finals.
Yeah, the final.
Not the semifinals. But he didn't there either, so...
Yeah, no biggie. I don't really care too much about... I like Finn Balor's entrance. I think it's awesome. Yeah. I think the demon getup is really cool. However, I do like that it's reserved for super special
events. I love that. Yeah. Absolutely love that. The only thing I can see about his heel turn not happening anytime soon is NXT right now is hurting on big stars.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying they're not all great, but they've moved a lot of people up to the main roster.
Yeah.
You know, quickly. Kevin Owens was not down.
Boom.
Braun Strowman.
Sasha Banks.
Paige. Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Becky Lynch was very quick. So, you know, I can see them holding off on that for a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, their two big faces are Samoa Joe and Finn Balor.
Yeah. And I think that both
Your
of
next
them...
is what, the Hype Brother? You know, like...
Yes.
Because the Tommy's still injured. Sami Zayn's still out. I almost feel like they need to hold off until one of those two... Until, like, Sami Zayn comes back.
Mm-hmm.
If he comes back. I don't know the extent of his injury. He's been gone quite a while.
Yeah, I definitely think that Samoa Joe and Finn Balor, in my opinion, are going to be the next that are going to go to main roster.
Yeah.
I really can't think of anybody else.
I think Samoa Joe will go before Finn Balor.
True. I will agree with that.
I think Baron Corbin will go before Finn Balor.
Really? Yeah.
Just because he's their flagship champion right now, they tend to keep them a little bit longer.
I see that.
Kevin Owens was just, I think Triple H just loved him and brought him up.
I was like, you, here, do some fucking crazy heel shit.
Neville, he was ready to come up for the longest time. Yeah, they did so well with him. But he was their champion, their main guy. They kept him there a lot longer.
Neville's apparently hip with the kids, though.
Yeah, he's so much better than what they're giving him. He's better than feuding with the Ascension and Stardust.
I'm kind of over him just constantly just doing the red arrow, isn't that what it's
called?
That's
what he's got,
all
though.
He fucking does, and it's kind of boring.
He has high-flying moves, that's it. He's the man that gravity forgot. I don't know if you knew that. Because that's not stupid sounding. Stupid.
What wasn't stupid, though, was this Bayley and Sasha match.
Bayley and Sasha.
I don't know why I said mask. I got Asuka on the brain, dude.
Yeah. Bayley and Sasha made history for any WWE pay-per-view, NXT or not.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, they main evented. The women's match main evented. The only other time I remember women main eventing, that was Trish and Lita main evented Raw. And that's why they had Lita here.
Yep.
I'm talking about it. Trish apparently couldn't make it. I don't know. So in the audience, you had Lita, Charlotte, Becky, and Stephanie McMahon was in the front row watching this. Just cheering on. That's one of the ones when I said, oh my god, if this was SummerSlam, one of those girls is going to come and turn on Bayley.
Yep.
They're going to lose. They did not. They kept their ass in their seats. But it was a 30-minute Iron Man match, Iron Woman match.
Whatever you want to call it.
So if you don't know what that is, it's 30 minutes. Whoever gets the most pinfalls, whatever, the most victories, wins. So you get a pinfall, you get like a 5-second break, match starts again. So you could, I mean, if you hit somebody with a hammer, you can just pin them, get up, pin them.
There's no DQs.
Yeah.
There are DQs, that's right.
Yeah, but you'd only lose that one time. They'd be dead.
Oh, true.
Which Sasha, I'm pretty sure, died several times in this match.
Oh, my God.
Her selling is like that of a doll that you ripped all the stuffing out of. She's just like a boneless chicken. Laying there.
There's that NXT I was telling you about that I was watching, because I was watching some of the old NXTs. Who was she going against? I think she was going against Eve Marie or whatever.
Eva Marie?
The fucking terrible girl that I hate.
Oh, Eva Marie shouldn't be a wrestler. Thank God she wasn't on this show. Keep your stupid ass on Total Divas, you Summer Rae wannabe bitch. Here's my problem with Eva Marie. No. Summer Rae is better than Eva Marie. Here's my problem with Eva Marie.
Oh, here we go.
It shows in her match she does not care about the business. I don't care what people say. She does not care about taking it seriously. One of her NXT matches on the regular show, she forgot to kick out. She forgot to kick out of the pin. And the ref was like, she kicked out. The audience, of course, shit on it because she didn't. Mm-hmm. She's garbage. She's on a winning streak, by the way.
That's unfortunate.
Winning streak. People are being forced to lose to her.
That's kind of bad.
What's her name that's with Enzo and Swift and Cassidy? She lost to him.
Okay.
I hate Eva Marie. Get off my TV. Get out of the ring. I belong in the ring more than Eva Marie does.
I'd love to see you in the ring against Sasha.
I deserve more than Eva Marie. You know what? Because at least if Sasha punched me, I think I could sell it better than Eva Marie.
I have to kind of agree there.
Yeah, I really think I could sell better than her. I wouldn't do it with a smile on my face. Like
Roman Reigns.
Maybe Roman Reigns trained. Yeah, maybe he trained Eva Marie. I don't know. She can get there. I used to say the same thing about Brie and Nikki Bella. Mm-hmm. They're not great, but they're a lot better. I just don't think she should be on TV yet. I know you're pushing the Total Divas. Keep her on the air. She doesn't need to be in the ring. Enough said.
But
Bayley defending the belt against Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
Two of the best women's wrestlers. The two best that are in there right now in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
I know you will argue Asuka. She's only had one match.
I wasn't going to
put her up there.
I wasn't going to argue with Asuka, though.
Sasha is... I talk about how great Charlotte is and Becky is. Sasha is so far above them, I think, in talent and character and selling. And the little things she does, she puts you in a submission. You reach for the rope, she stomps on your hand. I love it.
Her wrist was damaged.
Yeah, Bayley had some heel moment and was slamming Sasha's hand into the steel steps like Sasha did at TakeOver. Yeah, for the Banks bank statement. She usually locks her hands together, but she didn't because her hand hurt. She grabbed her wrist. Little things that I love that she does, and she sounds like death. And one time she might have, because she landed square on her head. She kind of messed up a hip toss.
Because like I was saying, the NXT with Eva Marie like tossed her over, it was like tossed her onto the rope or something, and then she landed, and I was like, there's no way that her back is not broken right now. Like, that is insane.
Hate Eva Marie.
But, no, she is great. I love Sasha Banks' character. I love the whole legit boss thing.
And I love how she got her pinfall, or her wins in this, her points.
Mm-hmm.
The first one she gets, she blocks the referee, pokes Bayley in the eye, and rolls her up for the pin. Second time, she throws her into the Titantron, which of course does the stupid flicker in and out thing, which is dumb.
Why?
Bayley gets counted out, but then Sasha does the greatest heel thing ever.
Oh my god, I know exactly what you're going to talk about.
Bayley's family and Bayley's little sister, I'm assuming, are in the front row. Bayley's little sister has a bow in her hair.
Oh my god.
Sasha takes her bow, steals it, puts it on her head, gets into the ring, and pretends to cry and mock her. They pan over the girls in tears. I mean, just bawling. It's like, I love it.
Oh, it was so good.
Oh, the crowd shit on Sasha so hard. But she did what a heel's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
People were cheering for her in this match. She did something very heelish that made the crowd turn on her. Yeah. Now they're cheering for Bayley. They're cheering for who they're supposed to cheer for.
Yep.
Sasha Banks and Kevin Owens are so good at that.
Oh, yeah.
And I will say John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
When he's getting booed, he will start doing heel things. He's going to give you a reason to boo him. I give him credit for that. He'll argue with the ref. And I loved that moment, though, with Sasha.
It was so good.
Oh, she's just mocking this child that's crying. And her dad's, like, holding her, like, trying not to smile because, you know, he knows it's not real. Yeah. This girl is too young to be faking tears. She is bawling.
Yeah, because I was like, what did she just steal from the Bayley family?
Oh, God, it was so good.
And then, all of, were all of Bayley's...
Bayley hit the Bayley to Bayley.
Yeah, Bayley belly.
She had a good reversal roll-up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so it was tied 2-2. Like, 5 seconds left in the match. Yeah.
Which what we thought was going to happen is it was going to be tied and then it was going to go to a sudden death.
Sudden death, which would have been awesome. I still like the way they ended it. I kind of wish they would have done a sudden death. Because it could have been fast-paced back and forth. Mm-hmm. It would have been great. Bayley locked in the most brutal-looking submission.
Oof.
Yeah. It was like a Rings of Saturn type move almost. But because Sasha's flexible, her arms were like 90 degrees bent behind her. And to add insult to injury with that, then Bayley starts stomping her in the back of the head.
Yep.
And Sasha gives up with like 2 seconds left.
Yeah, there was not much time at all.
No, so Bayley retained. And it was weird because afterwards I'm like, it's kind of, Bayley's not happy. She's not excited. But then they pan up to the ring entrance or the ramp. And again, this is why I love NXT and the importance. The entire locker room emptied and was there clapping and cheering for them. Triple H and Stephanie, Triple H and William Regal were there with bouquets of flowers for each of them. And I do believe Sasha's reaction was real.
Oh, yeah.
When she came up and they handed her the flowers and everybody's clapping, she just collapsed down to her knees and just cried. Because they main evented. They stole the show again like they do almost at every... When you can have Finn Balor and Kevin Owens fight a match and the women still outshine them, that says a lot.
That was really the craziest thing about that is that, I think that...
Like, I don't think you believe me when I told you how good the women are in NXT until you watch them.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
because I was used to watching the stuff that was on the main roster.
Used to seeing the Bellas and Alicia Fox and the others.
And then, people are going to be talking about the NXT Brooklyn because of the women's
match. That match was so good that that's how they got the main event. Mm. And I won't say the first, that could be wrong, but the Iron Man, 30-minute Iron Man match. And they did a great job. It's what you expect from an Iron Man match. It starts kind of slow, but they're pacing themselves for the end because they're going 30 minutes instead of, the 12 to 15 they normally go. But I loved seeing everyone out of the locker room there cheering them. There were no heels and faces at that moment in time. Everyone was cheering them.
All legitimate good reactions.
Charlotte and Becky, they were cheering Sasha. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. The respect. Because it means something to them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas main roster, it doesn't. It might to them personally, but their characters, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And here it does, and they really break down the walls of, like, a takeover. When Sasha, they celebrated together, and it felt real.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying they haven't done that in, like, WrestleMania stuff, but it feels not as real.
Yeah, it's also very... It's a genuine reaction, and it's not a big deal to you that they're, like, breaking character. Probably some people are like, oh, what the fuck would Sasha be crying about?
But seeing me, it's not, because I know NXT, they are trying to get to the main roster. They're going to put their heart out.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to put everything in that ring to make people love them, and they do. I wish the writers for Raw and SmackDown would turn on NXT once. I don't think they do. I really don't. Because they learn how to write a damn show and write a character and write a match.
But Kyle, we need more Demon, Kane, and...
It's fucking stupid. That is so stupid. But my thing with NXT is, I will ask you a question right now. Name a, other than Eva Marie, name a bad NXT wrestler or a bad character. Name someone that, if you see them in the ring, you go, ugh, and you don't want to watch it. Who puts on boring matches?
Can't really think of anybody off the top of my head, off the dome right now. Okay,
now on Raw, who puts on boring matches?
Wait, it's the Big Show!
You know, you can immediately answer that.
Yeah.
But I think it's, they're really putting more into it. They're trying to build these guys. Triple H does a great job behind the scenes on NXT. Dusty Rhodes did. Mm-hmm. He helped build these characters.
Yeah, because it's one thing that there are, like, characters that I don't really care for and I think are bland on NXT. But in terms of actual wrestling ability, there's never been a time
they put
where,
on a good...
Yeah, there's never been a time where I thought that they were just being super shit.
You know, even like Dash and Dawson, they put on a competent match. I'm not saying it was the best. They're not the greatest. It was a competent match. They did very well. Yeah, characters-wise, they didn't have any. But those get there. That's part of the thing they're trying to build.
Yeah.
So, they're getting there.
So, Kyle.
So, Lincoln.
How many Asuka masks would you give this out of 10?
It's hard to rate a pay-per-view. Because
did we do this for the previous ones?
We did, but I think it's hard because you just... I end up comparing it to the last one.
Okay.
This was solid. On NXT standards, it's a lot lower than it would be on just WWE wrestling standards. Yeah. I would give it 7.5.
It's kind of what I'm feeling.
Now,
that was very fun.
Compared to Night of Champions or SummerSlam, this is a 9. 9.5. It really is. But on NXT standards, I still... Brooklyn Takeover was one of the best I have seen. Every match was great. That Bayley and Sasha match was amazing.
Mm.
Absolutely amazing. You had the ladder match with Balor and Owens. It was just great.
Yep.
They're all solid. Everybody puts on solid matches. There's not many botches. There was a couple.
There was
Sasha almost killed herself.
Sasha almost killed herself. There was one during the Rhino match, but it wasn't really a big of a deal.
Yeah, not too big of a deal. There's going to be some, but, you know, he played off Sasha's hand was hurt.
No!
Balor's knee was hurt.
So what's the next pay-per-view?
The next pay-per-view is WWE Hell in a Cell.
Oh.
We're going to see Brock versus Taker in a Hell in a Cell. Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt in a Hell in a Cell. And some other matches. Hopefully New Day is in every match.
Doing... I think... Wait, is it Hell in a Cell? I should probably look this up before we do this, but I don't really care. I think this is the Devil Kane Seth Rollins thing.
Oh, it's like gotta be. Tag thing. It has to be. Which is fucking dumb, by the way. Explain that.
So
I know it's not NXT related, but you explain this stupid stuff.
From my understanding,
I don't watch Raw because I think it's too long and it's boring. I just watch the pay-per-views.
Yeah, I watch Raw. I like to watch Raw. I normally do it... Well, Monday's easy for me because I have homework I'm doing, so I just do my homework while I
nerd.
Yeah.
Working like a real man.
I didn't watch Raw this last Monday because I was just a little too busy. But from my understanding, it is that Demon Kane and Seth Rollins are tag teaming together against... I don't remember who the fuck they're going against or whatever. But regardless of that, just Seth Rollins and Demon Kane are involved. If Demon Kane, because they're calling him Demon Kane, if Demon Kane loses, then Corporate Kane loses his job at
WWE.
Fucking
dumb. It's dumb. Do you see the difference between NXT and the main roster? That's stupid. I really go back to the thing. I really am starting to feel that Sting was supposed to beat Rollins at Night of Champions. Mm-hmm. So they don't really have... They don't know what to do. This is a
it's
buffer.
Kind of scrambling.
You know, it's Hell in a Cell. That's one of the big, you know, end-all of feuds. And you have your champion in a tag match with
Yeah, right now, if I were to say, probably the best feud...
He's got to be tagging, like, against Cena and somebody, right? Probably, Cena doing his United States Open challenge?
Good question. We probably should research this.
Who cares?
I hope that the Bray Wyatt and Reigns match is going to be great, because, in my opinion, that's the best feud that's going on right now.
It is.
I really, really like it. At first, I didn't like it, but as time has progressed...
I'm really hoping that with Hell in a Cell, they're all each on their own. I'm hoping the momentum and fan support Reigns has stays.
Because I want Ambrose to break off.
I think it's holding back Ambrose. I think Reigns needs it. I think it's holding back Ambrose.
Most definitely.
So.
I mean, Ambrose went from selling more merch for a little bit than Cena to
He went from, we really believed he was going to be world champion at the one pay-per-view, to now he's Roman Reigns' sidekick again. They're the Shield again. He needs to not, it's hurting him. Mm. It really is.
So yeah, Hell in a Cell.
Hell in a Cell is the next. When the fuck is Hell in a Cell? I have no idea. It's in October sometime. Whatever. Whenever, you know, we'll post it.
Eh.
Just Google it for just crying Google out loud.
Yeah.
God, come to us for everything, you big babies.
Meh.
That'll be the next pay-per-view. We still got our movies and all that nonsense going.
Yep.
We still have our 31 Days of Halloween on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We should start pimping all of our stuff.
We probably should start pimping.
So you can go to facebook.com/WJW Podcast. Twitter. At WJW Podcast. And there's that other one. What's the other thing we're on? It's not as big. That's Facebook. Oh, iTunes.
iTunes, yeah.
We're on the iTunes, right. So you can just search for We Just Watched on iTunes. We're all up there. check it out, yo. And we still got the blog and all that good stuff. I don't know where you're listening to this. We're everywhere now. We're invading your homes. We're going to be implanted into your pets very soon.
Only gerbils at first.
Only gerbils. We got to start small.
I'm trying to think of any other thing that we should talk about.
That's about it. I think, yeah.
Suggestions. That's what I was going to say.
Yes.
I wanted to ask anybody listening if you have a horror movie to suggest that we watch during the 31 days, because there are a lot of movies on Netflix
that are not very good.
We are looking for some quality horror movies.
Yep. Oh Lord, we got a one hell of a review coming up for you.
So
one hell of an episode.
Yeah. So give us reviews. Twitter, Facebook, doesn't matter. Tell us.
Yep. For horror movies, anything you want for We Just Rented. Something I would like to open for. If you like the wrestling, the We Just Marks, and you'd like to see us do some older pay per views, let us know.
Yeah.
I think it's something we would like to do, but if there's not demand for it, we won't.
We mainly just do this for ourselves anyway.
Yeah, we know this gets the least amount of listeners, probably.
Meh.
But if you are just into wrestling, you should also check out our interview. We are such whores right now.
Oh, it's so great.
Check out our interview with Tom McLaughlin.
Yeah, you know, no big deal.
yeah, it's pretty awesome. We're pretty proud of that. I won't lie.
Yeah.
We're kind of...
But next we're going to get Punk. It's going to happen.
Yep, CM Punk will be next.
We just had... All we need to do is just be like, Punk? Phil? No, I'm not
going to. No. I can't. I don't think he likes being called Phil.
Probably doesn't like it when he calls. Just like... I'm not going to fucking talk about wrestling in any way, shape, or form with you.
If he wants to talk about wrestling, we will.
If you want to, but I really just want to talk to you about movies.
Just movies, yeah.
Music. It could be like 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Just be like, you know, all you got to do is just go see this movie in the theater, and then we'll Skype you, and we'll all talk about it. We'll do what we just watched with him.
Doubt he would do that.
I bet he would. We'll pay for it.
Pay for what? The Skype? What do you mean pay for? Oh.
He's not going to come here and hang out with us.
No.
No, I'm sorry. He's not going to even Skype us. He's going to say "fuck you, you weird bastards."
Yeah.
But Punk, I'm dressing up like you for Halloween.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's right. We have to post pictures.
Pictures of our Halloween costumes because we're fucking nerds.
Yeah, Kyle's going to be CM Punk. I'm Bray Wyatt.
We'll just ruin it.
What you just literally said? That you were
we could have edited that out.
What the fuck? Oh my god.
Yours was a surprise.
No, it was. How is it a surprise?
Because I never said you were going to be Bray Wyatt.
What the fuck? I'm wrapping this up.
I hate you so much.
God, fucking God.
NXT, watch it. It's amazing.
Do it.
Love it. Summer Rae sucks.
Lucky Summer Rae.
Yeah, biatch.